Other things that legally you're supposed to have your consumer credit license number on there. Some people put them buried into long terms and conditions. That's a very mm-hmm. professional approach because it's a legal document, mm-hmm. but it's really hard for the consumer to see. There's ways and means of putting contact details, addresses, license details, professional memberships in a way that make it seem perfectly obvious that, yes, you should have this, yes, you should have that, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we went through letter by letter of the debt management guidance from the OFT, and we looked at how you would communicate those things digitally.
There were some aspects in the consultation of the OFT, of the debt management guidance, that that you know we have on record at Clear Debt of taking issue with. For example, during the consultation period, there was a slightly tepid reaction from the OFT to companies using social media channels to communicate with customers, and it would appear that that stance softened somewhat once the final consultation was published.
I think it did, and I think it's because, I mean, the OFT have actually started using social media more. It's a really cross financial services, it's been a slow take up and slow understanding of how it works. And I think the OFT were quite right that some people still continue to use social media as a sort of advertising channel and just literally broadcast, come here for debt advice kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no follow-up or rationale for what's going on. Different channels have different sorts of purposes. LinkedIn is very much about peer-to-peer professional networking. That's a place where, as a professional, you could demonstrate your professional standing, your expertise, your credentials, if you were, and some track record of that. You certainly wouldn't go around, get debt advice or get a debt DMP no. from me or whatever there. But that was what was happening in certain places. And I think sometimes there's a lack of, although, there was a worry that it was just a new advertising channel to put links to get people into things, which is why it was sort of like, social media is not the appropriate place. I think the other thing to bear in mind as well was, the debt collectors were definitely using things like Facebook to trace people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when the draft went out for the debt management guidance, they were working on the stuff for the collectors at the same time. And there was a real fear about it. So, undoubtedly the OFT's stance has changed on the use of social media. But I think what they're very clear about is that, if you are going to use it, use channels appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got something like Twitter where you are limited with the number of characters, then it really needs to, your bio and your photograph and logo and whatever, needs to relate back to somewhere where the consumer can see fees, where the consumer can see a complaints policy, where they can see how to get out of a contract if they need to, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't put all of that onto something like Facebook or Twitter, but the bio stuff needs to go back to it.
Yeah, so it remains a legitimate channel, and it's not exactly going to go away day of tomorrow. There's going to be more fragmentation of how customers and companies communicate with each other.
Absolutely. And I think it's a difficult time for everybody, really, because I find it bizarre, having started, I knew nothing about Twitter when I started in 2009, and, we have a very precise way of using it and understanding, but there are many other people who use it in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it has evolved hugely. I keep going back to, I'm very fortunate, we got to know a lot of early adopters, and I'll pick up snippets about, this is a trend, you might want to pay attention to that, and so on and so forth. But you see well-known brands, well-known not-for-profits, using Twitter in a way that is very different to how you use it. And that sort of evolution and different ways of using things, that you get the people who like, get me as many, I'll get you thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. Well, the number of followers is irrelevant. It's the quality of conversations that's relevant. But if you're not in that dialogue, you wouldn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a learning curve for, I think, everybody using social media. I wouldn't worry too much about what the regulator, I do worry about what the regulator thinks, but I wouldn't worry too much about, the regulator has, I think, been quite sensible and erred on the side of caution rather than anything else.